Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Shirley Canis here, WSCIRO on Blog Talk Radio, and this is the conclusion to our previous show that we had done about a half an hour ago, Faith Talks Live Prayer, Psalm 98, Sing a New Song Unto the Lord, and I have my friend Caitlin here. Hi, Caitlin, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I mean, we're just talking about spiritual warfare, and at the second part of the show, about a half an hour ago, and we had some technical difficulties, and now I believe, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to cover this show, the rest of the show, with the blood of Jesus, that
Amen.
We are, really, we're going to press in. And we're going to give birth to this baby in the spirit, because, the enemy does not want us to, give birth to this baby. We've got to push this baby out for the next season for those who, have been following us and have been really getting blessed because of the nuggets, the manna that's coming from heaven in these shows. I mean, I get blessed when I listen to these shows, and I said, this is not me. I don't normally talk like this. I press in from day to day, and I'm always inquiring about the mind of God. I am very well educated in the system, but not when it comes to things of the spirit. When we gave our lives to the Lord, both my husband and I, Jesus just took over, and He's the one that's behind our ministry. It has nothing to do with us. Kate. We left off on the last show, we're on a continuation, singing a new song, Psalm 98, where we talked about, when I was a little baby and, how every, person, every believer, and deep in the heart of every believer, they want so much to be, to never be let go of, no matter what it is, that abandonment issue, the issue, calls us. Oh, is there an interference there?
Huh?
Is that in your house? Is that the background in your house? Or?
Sorry, I was having to get my dog. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. And that's the beauty of the show. We can pick up the show, the show on the phone. And it's like having a conversation, but we are actually being broadcast throughout the world here and on Facebook. But, we want to focus and, we're not going to be on too long. We just want to come to a conclusion and finish off the show with prayer, because we really don't want to leave you, in a cliffhanger. We are coming to, the almost the week of Halloween. I think about another week. I think this time next week, or was it 2 weeks from now?
It's 2 weeks from yesterday.
I don't know how many of you have gone down the aisles of Walgreens and everything, but in our neck of the woods, when Halloween season comes on in there, it seems to be a struggle between, Christmas season and Halloween season, they start putting in Halloween decorations in the stores around August, it seems, and then right around October, like maybe the second week of October, they start putting in the Christmas decorations. It's just so funny to see Halloween, all the stuff that represents evil and death, and all of a sudden, like halfway up the aisle, we start seeing Christmas decorations. It's the funniest thing. But every week. I just find that so odd, you know? It's just like,
you have a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, it's just so strange. You know, it's capitalism at its best, I guess. So, you know, always promote in the season in advance, way in advance, I think. But, you know, I welcome the Christmas season anytime. You know, I mean, there are people that say, well, it's too materialistic. But at least we start thinking about the birth of Jesus a little bit more, you know, and the implications on our lives. But, you know, again, I just want to go back to, like, that feeling of abandonment that, you know, people, you know are encountering right now. And, you know, we talked earlier about how that song by the Frame, never, you know, say, you know, don't say never, or never say never. And it's a song, you know, for most of the part, the phrase is being sung over and over again, don't let me go, to this beautiful piano accompaniment. And it gets right to the heart of, you know, I believe the heart of every believer that's crying out, you know, to God, you know, Lord, don't let me go, you know. And even to each other, you know, like, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, in the body of Christ, we're supposed to be encouraging each other into the fullness of the faith, the love of the Father being poured out, you know, in the community of faith, right? And, you know, and when we don't get that in our family, we kind of hunger for that. And, you know, and I mean, that's the reason why addictions develop in different levels. And then when the human heart, you know, doesn't get that, it seems that, you know, there's that still that void that needs to be filled by some kind of power. And so, you know, the powers that be, regarding evil, try to take over, you know. And then there's that clash, you know. But the person always wants to get back to the Lord. They always want to do the right thing. But these counterfeits, you know, they happen. And I think deep down in our spirit, we know it's a counterfeit. But, you know, sometimes we just land in it and we don't, you know, there's not, it seems to be that there's not a way out until, you know, the Lord sends help from heaven, you know, and take us out of the pit and things like that. Do you have a Bible, Kate?
I'm sitting right next to it.
Great. I'm so glad. Do you want to put to Ephesians 6? You know, so we can...
Ephesians 6?
Yeah.
Talked about great. About spiritual warfare. Always the best topic.
The about the armor, because what's happening is what the Lord has shown me, and I had been praying with some people that, you know, I have prayer partners that have been praying with me for 20 years, and they love Israel, and it's just wonderful to have prayer partners that love Israel and pray, they can pray, you know, into you into the next season of life. And so, one of my friends prayed, as they were praying for me, they were saying, you know, the enemy does not like what you're doing. I really didn't want to hear that. I'm like, I know the enemy doesn't like what I'm doing. You know, if we're doing God's will, you know, of course the enemy is not going to like what we're doing. But I didn't say that to her, so I was thinking that. And, you know, but I held my peace and I held my tongue, you know, because, you know, we are, you know, right now we are more in line with the will of God than we ever have been in our life. And we're, you know, coming into that destiny, into the purposes that the Lord has for us, not specifically for ourselves, but for the benefit of the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. And I know we're not the only ones that, you know, the Lord is doing that with. He's doing that with all the believers, you know, right now, because of, you know, what he was about ready to do in this new season, you know. And she was saying, and I felt it in my spirit. I felt it, I received a confirmation. Like, we're really getting into some really strange times here, especially in the last couple of weeks. You know, the person that we're working with in outreach that opened up their place for ministry for us, their warehouse, got mugged. You know, she was okay, but she got mugged, out of the clear blue. She didn't even see it coming. But we have been praying for her, you know, it was really strange. We had been praying for her because we felt like, you know, she needs to be covered. You know, she's entered to a place with us, you know, and because God's using her to bless ministry by allowing us to have a place of ministry, you know, when we do this outreach with her. And the other thing is, then we almost, within a week later, we almost lost our house in the fire, you know. And thank God we came by the house on our way to the next thing to check on things. I wasn't even going to do that. And the Lord just had my husband leave his work clothes home for the next thing. So we had to come back, and the fire alarms were going crazy. And the people, we live in a duplex, and they got burned out downstairs. But see, you know, the enemy knows what season that we're coming into, and he knows that God, you know, we've said yes to the Lord, and, you know, and because we said yes, the Lord is obligated to act and move on our behalf because of what he's ordained for us. Hi, are you still there? Hello? Hello? Here we go again. We are still on, I think. We have 18 minutes left. It might be, okay, Kate is still on, great.
Yeah, so I'm here. Sorry, my mom was talking. So I put on,
okay.
I put on mute.
Yeah, so we have 17 minutes left. So, you know, we had all these things coming against us, but, you know, we don't look for things coming against us, but we knew that, you know, the battle was going to become more fiercer because we're coming into a territory, we were, you know, taking back the land in a certain territory. And there was all kinds of, you know, things that we disturbed when we came upon that territory. But, you know, especially when we said yes, because the Lord is obligated to act and act on our behalf and act on behalf of the greater purpose, you know, that he has, you know, planned since before the foundation of the earth. And, Kate, I believe you're part of that plan, you know, too, you know, it was, especially when February comes around. And, you know, before we go into prayer, before she reads Ephesians 6, and we're going to end in prayer, we have a school of ministry online, and we are accredited for some people that want to know this. My husband and I, we received our doctorates of divinity and our ministry credentials from the Spirit of Truth Bible Institute in Richmond, Virginia. The same people that had originally accredited Mark Berkler in his ministry, and he's the one that does the communion with God and other things. And so we figured if Mark could go through them, we could go through them too. But, you know, and the thing is, we had to show forth, you know, that we, you know, we have the you know, we have a school, and we've been functioning, you know, as a ministry for quite some time, and we had to produce certain paperwork and, you know, recommendations and curriculum, too. So, you know, we have a legitimate accreditation as a Bible school, but we are, you know, in Massachusetts, we have to be very careful because they don't let a Bible school exist on its own. In Virginia, they do. So what we had to do was it had to come under our church fellowship, and so we have an accreditation from a Bible school, and we have a church fellowship, and one supports the other here. So we had trained our staff, and we trained them so well in four phases of ministry development that the Lord gave us, that they began their own ministries, and they felt like they needed to devote time to that. And so then it left like us to wonder and consult the Lord as to, you know what's next. And social media had not come into being yet at that point until recently, within the last couple of years. And so, you know, the Lord just began to move in that area. And then Facebook happened, and then what else happened? And then some of my friends on Facebook were telling me about the Ning Network, and, you know, how you can actually have your own social network through there. And I thought, I just wanted to be able to interact with students, not a whole lot at once, but, you know, about 25 at a time, and be able to formulate a community based on that, a safe community, a community where people can thrive and grow in the Holy Ghost and receive leadership training and receive credentials into ministry. So, you know, the Lord was orchestrating that within the last 6 months, and the Ning social network is really it's tough if you don't understand computerese.
Confusing.
It's confusing. And so it was confusing for me until the Lord, because I said yes to the Lord, that we would begin in October. All of a sudden, He removed the veil from my I don't know what veil was on my brain, but a misunderstanding to understanding. And I thought, wow, now the light comes on. Now I understand what I needed to do all along. I'm thinking, wow. I said, I wonder if anybody else is feeling the same way too. And I remember another ministry having a hard time with, with the name network. But the Lord was showing me, to do a orientation video, and I have yet to do that. I believe that tonight, after I do this radio show. But Kate is, and the reason why I'm talking about this at great length is that Kate is a student in the school. She's one of my students, and we posted her testimony, and the way that you have to register, you come to the Seek. If we were looking for about 10 more students to make 25, we have about 15 so far, and we're looking for people to come on to Facebook. And you click on Seek International Leadership School Ministry. I'll put a link up there on the Facebook page. Just type in Dr. Shirley Caniff, and my page comes up. You have to register, and then you just click in on the link, and then you have to become a member, and then you have to ask us to be your friends because that's just the way it works. It's got its own little nuances, and then after that, then you can click to create your own social networking page. And I don't think Kate's done that yet, but that's what we're going to talk about on the orientation video.
Confusing.
One of my students, her name is Shelley. I think you've seen her name there. She went right on. She went right through that. She created her sub. It's like a sub social network using Seek International Leadership title. But she created a cute little page there by creating her own network. So you can create a network within. Our network, within our school network.
Well, tell her to teach me.
Well, I'll be able to teach you.
You just click
on that link, and then you just go right to it, you know what I mean? It's
okay.
Only at the top part. So there's my first lesson for you, dear.
Okay.
It's just really it's going to be awesome because we were able to upload video and music and going to be, putting together a whole list, a playlist of soaking music, and it's going to be so awesome. So, it's just good. I'm getting, blessed just by putting it together as the Lord, puts it into my heart to do. So it's just great. So anyways, we're coming towards, we have 10 more minutes left. And did you flip to Ephesians 6?
Yeah, do you want me to read verse 10 on, or where do you want me to read?
I want you to read the whole thing. I want you to read it, and as the Lord shows you, just make some comments. Just your first lesson.
You want me to read the whole?
Stuff's
not about spiritual warfare, though.
Yeah,
6:10.
Yeah. 6:10. Yeah, read from 6:10 to to the end. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, to conclude, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on God's armor so as to be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we have to struggle not with blood and flesh, but with the angelic rulers, the angelic authorities, the potentates of the dark present, and the spiritual forces of evil and the heavenly spear. So take up God's armor that you may be able to make a stand upon the evil day and hold your ground by overcoming all the foe. Hold your ground, tighten the belt of truth around your loins, wear integrity as your coat of mail, whatever that means, and have your feet shod with the stability of the gospel of peace. Above all, take faith as your shield to enable you to quench the fire-tipped darts flung by the enemy. Flung by the enemy. Put on the salvation as your helmet and take the Spirit as your sword, that is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty. Be alive to that. Attend to it unceasingly, interceding on behalf of all the saints and on my behalf also. Is that where you want me to stop? Or just want me to read the rest of it?
You can read the rest of it.
Okay. That I may be able to speak with open lips in order to expound fully and freely the open secret of the gospel for the sake of which I am in custody for the envoy. Pray that I will be able to have freedom to declare it as I should. Pray for our beloved brother, a faithful minister in the Lord, that gave my translation's worded weirdly sometimes, so I kind of stumble along the words sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
continue on, because I lost you on my connection, but you were still on. Are you still there?
Oh, well, which,
yeah.
I finished the whole thing.
Oh, okay, so the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord. So let's just talk about this, and we end up getting into prayer. We have 7 more minutes left. You know, we always have to be mindful, like in the morning whenever I wake up and or when I'm aware that I'm going to a place of spiritual war, you know, warfare, although I don't look for it, and I'm sure that my sister and my friend here, Kate, doesn't look for it. But, you know, if we're discerning, you know, that we are coming into a place of extreme spiritual warfare, like sometimes before worship or, you know, or just a new place in general, or if, you know, we have an idea about what the history of that place was all about, you know, it's best to put on the armor of God. And like clothes, you know, I get dressed and I put that on. And I feel much more secure after I've done it, you know. I'm sure that Kate does too. And so we encourage you to put, you know, to pray the armor on in the morning. It's a good way to consecrate yourself. Especially in these times, you know, where God is about ready to, you know, do some promotion. But, of course, you know, the enemy, you know, always wants to try to distract us and from that preparation. Yeah.
And sometimes, sometimes people don't, you know, if you actually want to, like, make the physical action, putting them on, sometimes that helps, too, because it makes you, like, get more in the mind of you're going to battle, you know. So if you want to, like, act like you're tightening your belt. You know, it's just a stupid prophetic action, but it helps a lot sometimes to really get into the mindset that you're about to enter a war, but you need to keep your focus on the Lord. So
exactly.
That's what I do sometimes.
Pain. Yeah, and they're praying the Spirit at all times, and then after you do that, then you just stand. You know what I mean? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the Lord you, you know, it go before you, and He's already done it by, you know, in His blood, but, you know, just to maintain, you know, come into that position, you know, that posture, that faith posture, and things like that. So, you know, we are going to, like, I think we should start to pray. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I just want to tie and bind the spirit of witchcraft and rebellion and break the power of addiction to evil over many people that are listening that may not be saved, but maybe this is hindering them, or the people that have just become saved but have strongholds. We want to break those strongholds right now. Speak the blood of Jesus over them in Jesus' holy name. And we also want to pray the armor. You know, I want everybody to get ready to put on your armor right now. And so, you know, we just want to pray. I pray for the helmet of salvation, which is the mind of Christ, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the staff that guides us, the belt of truth, and the shoes of peace, and the glory of God as our rear guard to hem us in, you know, to, you know, surround us, you know, before it's our vehicle. And then we, you know, and also the words of our mouth, you know, that the Lord will fill our hearts with praise and thanksgiving. You know, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the shoes of peace. We also want to pray for love, faith, hope, and love, an increase of that, because there's power in faith, hope, and love, you know, to what we walk, to talk, to talk, and things like that. We thank you, Jesus. Is there anything you want to pray?
Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would just break off any power of deception, Lord, that the enemy has over people, Lord. Any power that of that lying spirit that's trying to lie to people about who they are in you, Lord, or about who they are, you know, just in general, Lord. I just ask you to break off that spirit right now in Jesus' name. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus, of deception and lying and rejection. Mm.
Wow, she baba she katara moshi ori she kare ama sort sama she katara no si te ama she kata.
Lord, I just ask, Lord, for a revelation of how they are adopted into your kingdom, Jesus. I just ask, Lord, that you would really, really show them, Lord, that you, many are called but few are chosen, Lord, and that you have chosen them and that they are your special ones, Lord, and your favorite, they're your favorite ones, Jesus. So I ask for a revelation of that for the people, Jesus.
Thanks. And, Lord, for the ones that have been called, you know, if we all have been called, but some are easier to enter into the destiny and the fullness of the call, and others are not. And the reason is that they don't have the right mentors, or they don't know where to begin with the preparation process. And so make it clear to the fathers that, you know, what their preparation process is, and direct the path, the direct their steps, and put them on a straight path. She cut up my shoulder. She cut up my shoulder.
I just ask, Lord, for just a desperation to hit the body of Christ, Lord, and just a desperation to hunger after your heart, God, and that any apathy or anything would just go, and people would just get really hungry for you, Jesus. Everyone who's listening to this, Lord, that they would just get really, really on fire and really hungry for your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, and Lord, that you would just like Lord, that that cry, you would just fulfill the void of that cry with your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Of not wanting to your spirit to let go of us. Thank you, Jesus. And we're down to that 1 minute, 90 seconds, actually. And so I just want to just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in your people.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for how you're moving among your people. And you're singing a new song over them. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in the body of Christ this hour. In Jesus' name, salvation history, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would just position your people where they need to be, and we try and bind any spirits of distraction right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Jesus,
for the spirit of obedience, which is a gift that when the time is to push, you know, that baby out, you know, that voice, that they would know the timing of that, and they would just give birth to that baby wherever they are in the world. In
Jesus'
name. We thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, we're down to 22 seconds, and Kate, thank you for being, you know, such a willing guest and putting up with the technical difficulty.
Hey, I love it. It's fun.
Yeah,
it
is.
Blesses me.
And we're going to do more of this. We're going to have more. We're going to have students from China Dive doing their own show, and it's going to be wonderful. So, call me later. God bless you. Love you. Bye bye.
Love you. Bye.